Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Serving up a veritable feast of information every day. From heaping portions of hearty Sky News at the top and bottom of every hour.
This is delicious.
Happy Thanksgiving.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is the fourth and final hour of our get together. We call it the 9 o'clock stretch. It is 9:06. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Buccaneers won their game, Dolphins won their game, and the Gators, of course, on Saturday. Wow, that was a big upset, beating Ole Miss 24-17. Exciting, good stuff.
Yeah, the team that showed up for the last two games was amazing, weren't they?
Yes.
They really were.
They really have been. Yeah. And so, yeah, hey, man, we'll end the season with a bang at least, and that's a good thing. But before we go any further, I want to bring in our special guest, Brandy McKinney is here. Good morning, Brandy. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
It's our pleasure. So you represent a group called FACT, F-A-C-T. That's Farming Alachua County Together. Why did you form this group?
So our group has always been in Melrose. We're farmers, and we decided to come together because we noticed there were a lot of investors in the area, a lot of things going on, and we decided it was a good time to get together and maybe go to our local county commissioners and representatives and have some conversations.
So some people are proposing this Wildflowers Music Park, and has a potential of 20,000 to 30,000 people being there, like per event, I guess. Multi-day festivals, overnight camping, dance tents. Of course, you'd have to have porta potties. All that goes along with that kind of a thing. And they want to put this in Melrose. For people that aren't familiar with Melrose, Melrose is just a sleepy little town with very limited infrastructure. I mean, literally one red light in the town. There's just not much there. I guess my first question would be, why do you think they picked that area to be a venue?
I think one of the main reasons might be because it's unincorporated and there's four counties. And it's they'll be right at the edge of Alachua County. So they'll be in Alachua County. The property they're on partially is in Putnam County. But I think that had a lot to do with it. Plus, they're near the university.
But as far as infrastructure and, four lanes, there isn't anything really like that. I mean, you've got Highway 100 to the north of there, but even a lot of that's only two lanes. So 301 to the south, this is if you're coming from Alachua County, you're heading out to Melrose. If I'm right, this property will be behind that Ameris Bank, which is on the right.
Yes.
Okay. So I thought maybe there were a few houses or something back there, but there's not. There's enough wide open acreage.
The area is zoned residential and agriculture. And there's a lot of homesteads on that road. So behind Ameris Bank, you go down approximately a mile and a half.
Okay.
And on the left-hand side is a large piece of property, 270 acres, and that's where they want to do this. The only 70 of it is usable land, though. The rest of it is wetlands.
Well, that would make it interesting, too. If you have wet weather, or how usable is it really going to be? It turns into like a mud fest, and they also want to allow camping. When you allow a bunch of people to go camping, you don't have the infrastructure to take care of it, like a way to get rid of the waste, for lack of a better term, that's going to go into the environment. I'm sure that's not a good thing.
Yeah, they're probably going to have porta potties. There could be leaks, overflows if they're not serviced properly.
I read a piece that said some of these people are, you know, they've got some money behind them, and that they're willing to, you know, file lawsuits and what have you to get their way. What do you think the people that live in the area? I mean, are there some people that, hey, that's a good time. We don't mind you coming here.
There's very few people that have stated that, and they mostly repeat the same things and say, oh, they have land rights, they should be able to do what they want.
Well, I mean, look, when you have, you know, people gathering a get together, I'm all for it. But when you're talking the numbers of 20,000 to 30,000, I don't think people can, unless you live in a small town or are familiar with small towns, that impact is incredible. I mean, it's overwhelming.
Very overwhelming. And also, this land is zoned agriculture by law through zoning and planning. It's agriculture land. The entire area there is agriculture. We have a ton of farms.
I mean, of all the places that, and you wouldn't have to be too far from where they want to be. I mean, you could go south, and you had mentioned before you went on the air that they do have some property south of there that is actually right almost on 301. Are they trying to develop that as well, or instead of?
Alachua County owns a piece of land, wild spaces, public places. They're at the, it's near the border of Alachua County and Marion County, but it's right off of 301, which is already a four-lane highway.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, they have to be careful of that, because that was bought with tax dollars under certain conditions.
Yes.
And it would remain like that in perpetuity or whatever. I don't think you could develop it for any sort of a commercial use. So, yeah, I would just forget about that part. But, yeah, I mean, Melrose really... Yeah, the infrastructure is very, very lacking there. There's not going home in the afternoon to get to that area. If you work in Gainesville and you live in those areas, you know that two-lane road is packed already. Packed.
Can you imagine a Saturday morning for a Saturday afternoon or evening event? That many people coming through anywhere in that area.
Well, traffic may have to be rerouted for all the work commuters.
I mean, I could get my way around it. I could take 301 and come in the back way via Hampton, if you're familiar with
and
that.
That's what's going to happen. People are going to have to use 20, 301.
But what about the people live in Hampton? That's a small two-lane road. Those folks aren't going to be all that happy about it, I don't think.
Well, and we have people in Floraholm, too, that have to come through Melrose to get to Gainesville to go to work.
That's true, too. Yeah. So this will be interesting. We'll see how it develops. What else do you want to add that we need to know about this Wildflowers Music Park proposal? And you represent a group that is not in favor of it.
Yeah, we're not in favor of this. This is going to affect our farms. The traffic alone is going to be a huge problem. Also, the taxes that are going to be required if we have to improve infrastructure to host this.
Who would pay for the roads?
The local taxpayers. It will be on their bills, their MSTU, their municipal services taxing unit. If they all look at their tax bills that recently got, they'll see how much they pay for that. And that's our police service.
That would be law enforcement.
One part of it.
If you're talking about state roads, that would be through FDOT. So that'd be Tallahassee footing the bill for that. Of course, they're going to take tax dollars one way or another.
219A is a county road.
Yeah, you're right. So that if you expand on that, that's going to be coming out of the county coffers. All right. I just want, look, it is something that's kind of been simmering. I know people in that area definitely have been talking about it. But hopefully with our dialogue today, we'll have expanded that a little bit. So, Brandy, let me ask you this. What's the best way for people to find out more information about your group and what is going on there?
So they can visit our website at farmingalachuacountytogether.org. And they can join our group. And we will send out information if we have... meetings, or if there's any county meetings or any new information that comes up that people need to know. And also they can contact their county commissioners and speak with them about this issue.
And that could be, it's part of Alachua County and also part of Putnam County, right?
Yes. Okay. Alachua County, Putnam County, Bradford, and Clay
will be impacted, but not necessarily on the land. Or is the land piece broken up in
well,
that way?
Well, 26 and 21, they extend into Clay and Bradford, Putnam, Alachua. So it'll be everyone's issue.
Brandy McKinney, representing FACT, Farming Alachua County Together, and concerns, well-founded concerns about Wildflowers Music Park proposal right there in Melrose. I mean, not in the outlying area, it's right in Melrose, basically.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Keep in touch
me on
with us. Yeah, we'll continue to follow the story as well. It is 9:15. We're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile on 97.3 The Sky. It is 9:20 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. How about them Gators? Wow.
Man.
Beating Ole Miss, that was huge. But I got to tell you something. I wasn't the first guy to go, you need to fire the coach, you need to fire the coach. However, right. I'm not going to be the last guy defending the coach. Look at, all you people that wanted to fire him, now you're happy now? He beat the guy that was a possible contender for his job, the Ole Miss coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shush it, everybody. Okay. He's not great. He's okay. He's got a lot of learning to do, in my opinion, Billy Napier. He terrible clock management at the end of the game. I think I almost lost a lung. I was screaming so loud.
Did that help?
No. He's lucky that their quarterback, he basically melted down and threw like three interceptions in a row.
Oh.
Well, one of them wasn't. But anyway, he melted down. We were the beneficiary of that. We very well could have and probably maybe, well, not should have. I hate to say that ever. But, we very well could have lost that game.
Yeah.
And not do that. The players are playing their hearts out, in my opinion. It's clock management. It's calling the proper play. They weren't running down the clock when they could, when you've got the 30 seconds in between plays. You get it. You watch that. That's part of it. You watch it go down to like 5 or 4 seconds before you snap the ball. You're called burning the clock. It's part of the strategy of the game. It's like teaching someone how to play chess, but you don't tell them how to move the horsey 2 up and 3 over. Come on, man. You're not going to win at chess if you don't use your horsies.
Got to have horsies.
Who knows that?
They have flexibility. Yep.
Last time I played chess, I really felt like I got rooked. But that's a whole different story altogether.
Wow.
Yeah.
Such a pawn.
Yeah.
Maybe look, at the rate it's going, luckily we're getting rid of Biden or we'd all be playing Chinese checkers.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Actually, I like Chinese checkers.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
I like egg rolls.
Oh, egg roll. Egg rolls sound good.
I like Hank Jr., Kid Rock.
Oh.
Nickelback, yeah. Tracy Lawrence.
Yes.
You ready for that?
Yes.
Yeah. Speaking of festivals, and we just were, we got a Rock the Country Festival for We the People coming to Florida Horse Park in Ocala, May 9th and 10th. You want a chance at tickets? Here's what you need to do. You need to text this word to 20357, and the word is festival, F-E-S-T-I-V-A-L. Text festival to 20357. You'll be in the running for a pair of tickets. Data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. That's festival. Text that to 20357. And best of luck to you.
That's an amazing artist in that lineup. It's just going to be awesome.
Unserious Biden administration slammed for harboring over 1 million criminals.
Oh, man.
Yeah, this Tom Homan, who's going to lead Homeland Security and all that, he's come out and he's been talking about this. And basically, these communities that are going to be sanctuary communities or have been, they said they better get with the program. Because when they run the fingerprints, It bounces off a database that we have access to. When we see that happen, we're going to go get the bad guy.
There you go.
And if you claim you don't have them or you hurry up and let him go or whatever, we're going to get you for that because you're basically harboring criminals.
And they should.
Yeah.
They should go after them.
Americans murdered at the hands of illegal migrants have left communities throughout the United States on edge as more than 1.4 million people have avoided deportation orders amid the country's border crisis. So 1.4 million, they've had their asylum hearing and they're told, go home.
But they're not listening.
But they're not. Yep. And the fact that they still remain in the U.S. after getting formal deportation orders from federal judges shows just how unserious the Biden administration is about this migrant crisis. And of that 1.4 million, only 13,000 are behind bars. An estimated 11.7 million illegal migrants reside in the U.S. as of July of 2023. So there's every reason to believe it's actually higher than that.
Wow.
The issues concern residents throughout the U.S. as Americans such as Lake and Riley, Elizabeth Medina, Jocelyn Nungeri, Rachel Morin have been killed over the last 2 years, allegedly at the hands of illegal immigrants. Yeah, it's something that you'll see a change, a rapid change, as soon as Trump is sworn in and he's going to have the people around him. And initially, they'll use executive orders and all that to get done what Trump was able to get done his last go around. The only reason we have a border crisis is because all the good things that Trump put in place, Biden undid it all. And that's a fact.
Yep.
It didn't happen by accident. They wanted to create chaos. And they have. And the problem is, what kind of chaos are they going to create between now and January 20th? That is, well,
scary thought.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
This one is another one of those crazy things. You work for the State Department. You work for the State Department. And Trump gets elected, and you have a meltdown. You have a meltdown. You can't do your job.
You work for the State Department.
Yes. We're
not, this is not college kids needing a cry room.
Well, yes, it is, but it shouldn't be.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
It was Republican Congressman Daryl Issa out of California, and he took aim at Secretary of State Antony Blinken after it was reported that the State Department held therapy sessions for employees who were upset. Now, look, the State Department might deal with some serious issues. In fact, they do all the time. And they might be losing colleagues. You know, that they're part of their job would be working, say, along with, you know, the CIA, for instance. You know, when they lose people, that's not public. And people in the State Department, well, they would have to deal with that. And so, you know, would they need some sort of therapy maybe in dealing with that loss? Possibly. But you need therapy when your candidate didn't win the presidential election? And these people work for the State Department?
That's deeply concerning. That their emotional state is like that of some lib woke college kid. That's crazy.
Yep. I'm concerned that the department is catering to federal employees who are personally devastated by the normal functioning of American democracy. In other words, it's an election. It doesn't come as a surprise.
Happens all the time.
Nobody died, but you're so distraught. You might want to take a look at, you know, how you're too mentally attached in ways to this political agenda.
Well, they're mental, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is 9:28. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. More headlines as well on 97.3, The Sky. Happy, happy Monday. We're making it great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks for your support. It is very much appreciated. Gators beat Ole Miss 24-17. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Oh, that was a sweet, sweet win over Lane Kiffin, whose name's been bandied about for the years, actually. It's a possible coaching gig here, but I don't know. He's got his he's got some issues, but pretty good coach. What did he have him ranked? Like ninth? Well, came into the swamp and left with his tail between his legs. So good riddance. Bucks won 30-7 over the Giants. Dolphins won 30-15 over the Pats. And somebody did a Trumpy dance, a Dolphin player. Zach Seiler, a little Trumpy dance.
Gotta love it.
I do.
Gotta love it.
I do. Did you know that the wrestler Kane is now a mayor of a city in Tennessee? That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So he got into politics, but he's warning The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, don't do it.
That's probably good advice.
Stay out of politics.
Yeah.
50% of the people are just going to knee-jerk disagree with you. You're going to be really, you're going to tick some folks off. You're not going to like it. And
well, he should know. I mean, he and Undertaker, which, you know, they played brothers, you know, in the WWE, have come out for Trump. You know, well, they did it after Batista came out making fun of Trump, saying he's out of shape, he's not a tough guy. I'm like, Batista, you're a former pro wrestler, and you're picking on a 78-year-old man saying he's not tough. Well, it was nice to see Kane and Undertaker come out in defense of the president.
And the Hulkster came out.
Even the real Rocky.
And I think what Kane is warning The Rock about is maybe a little bit about the endorsement thing, but actually getting into politics because, you know, his name's been thrown around.
Like presidential kind of thing. So who knows?
If you're having fun and you got all these great careers and all that.
Yeah, don't mess it up.
I mean, your country needs you, you know, you hear the call or whatever, and I get that, so much respect and appreciate that, but
sure.
Man, oh man. Well, I mean, look, I've thought about it before.
Mm-hmm.
My ex said, you hate when people disagree with you. You hate going to meetings.
You don't like crowds.
Exactly what would you do? I go, good point.
Yeah, because you wouldn't like any of that stuff. You want your opinion heard. And you want him to do what you want him to do, but all those other people involved just gets in the way.
Well, look, if everybody's straight-o potato, you know what I mean? Showing our cards. It's one thing.
That's true.
That's a whole nother layer gets to go. You look at my face and you lie to my face.
Right.
Now I take it personally.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
So anyway.
I don't blame you. And really, unless people have lived a life where they planned to go into politics, they will find out anything you even thought about doing, let alone if you did it. And it's going to show up in media.
Oh, yeah, and then there's that, too.
There's that part. Who wants that?
Hey, skeleton.
Yeah.
Hey, other skeleton. Hey.
Exactly.
Oh, there's a whole bunch of them in there.
Wow, it's like a graveyard in there.
It's like, it's like The Walking Dead in that closet.
Yes. we don't want that.
Federal officials are reportedly not saying anything regarding a humanitarian flight. The flight of convicted killer Jose Ibarra. You know, that's the illegal alien.
Mm-hmm.
The one that killed Lake and Riley.
Right.
And apparently this came out recently, I think yesterday, that officials would not give information about the flight that Ibarra, who was recently convicted of that murder, received from New York City to Atlanta. Riley was a nursing student killed in Athens, Georgia, February 22nd by Ibarra after he stalked her as she jogged that morning on the University of Georgia campus. And during the trial on Monday, prosecutors showed an image of Ibarra's Delta Airlines ticket going from New York to Atlanta, which was dated September 28th. FBI Special Agent Jamie Hipkiss said a photo of the boarding pass was pulled from a WhatsApp account associated with Ibarra. His former roommate, Rosbelly Flores Bello, testified on Monday that she and Ibarra, both Venezuelan nationals who connected in Queens, New York in 2023 after meeting through a mother-in-law, went to the Roosevelt Hotel in Manhattan in September of that year to request a humanitarian flight to Atlanta. Ibarra's brother, Diego, promised that they would find work in Athens.
Hmm.
The Roosevelt became an immigration processing center, as you know, so-called reticketing center. It's a place that offers services for those who have just arrived in America and are seeking asylum. However, President-elect Trump's incoming border czar, Tom Homan, has vowed to put an end to this practice. Homan served in Trump's first administration. Yeah. So he got a free ticket to go to Atlanta.
Yeah.
So he could murder somebody.
Thanks, Brandon.
It just...
Yeah. So irritating.
How do you not... Yeah.
So irritating.
When you're disgusted for so long about... I can't even call it like a policy. An agenda. Mm-hmm. To create chaos. Which, you know, creates death. Like fentanyl. And then there's human trafficking. Yeah. And then there's the bad guys, the gang members, the murderers, the rapists. President-elect Donald Trump announced a nomination of Scott Bessent, prominent investor and CEO of Key Square Capital Management, for Treasury Secretary. And the guy apparently understands how to use tariffs, a deep understanding of international trade and currency dynamics. Sounds like he'll be a good pick. Justin Trudeau, Mr. Perfect Hair out of Canada.
Hey.
Yep. He's taking some heat because he was partying at a Taylor Swift concert as pro-Palestinian rioters were terrorizing Montreal. A viral video shows a carefree Trudeau dancing to Swift's song, You Don't Own Me, as news was breaking about the riot in Montreal. As Trudeau danced, a mob of people protesting against NATO and Israel paraded through the streets of Montreal, setting off smoke bombs, burning effigies of Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu, causing property damage to buildings and cars, and holding pro-Palestinian flags and banners. So it doesn't look good for...
No. Not a good look there.
Trudeau.
Despite your nice hair, it's not a good look.
This is an interesting story, just a human interest story. Apparently, the number of Republican women who own guns has jumped from just under 1 in 5 to more than 3 out of 10. And as it turns out, there's actually more Republican women who own guns than do Democrat men.
Now, is this totally shocking, especially coming out of this last election where the Democrats tried to show us what, air quotes here, real men are, and they kind of, it just wasn't pretty.
Well, I mean, I guess I remember Democrats of old, you know, growing up in Michigan. They were hunters. The concept of self-defense, protect your family.
JFK was an NRA member.
Yeah. So you've got that dynamic, but things like it seems like that has definitely shifted now. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
I just thought it was kind of an interesting.
I love it.
Statistic.
It is. I like it. And not surprising.
Well, and another thing, it's like, you know, the left wants to promote this idea of, you know, abortion on demand, mm-hmm. and that if you don't allow that, then, you know, you're taking away, you know, a woman's rights or whatever. But the right to bear arms, is enshrined in the Constitution. And I'm happy to see that women are taking advantage of that. In other words, what are they doing? They're taking personal responsibility for their own safety. Mm-hmm. I think that's very important. People need to take personal responsibility maybe for other activities that they, you know, would engage in that could result in a pregnancy, et cetera.
What you mean there's information out there on how you can prevent this?
Pretty sure.
Really?
Hmm?
But you could go to the store and get something that would prevent it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, again, we understand there's exceptions, there's rape, so... That's not what we're talking about here, because that's not where most pregnancies come from.
If you're on the pill and you take the pill, mm-hmm. Like you're supposed to,
yeah,
chances of getting pregnant are super, super, extremely low.
You're correct.
It might have been Dr. John that kind of illuminated this a little bit. He said the problem is there's a lot of young people who were not consistent in taking that pill.
Right.
And then it ends up in a pregnancy. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, you got to be vigilant. But anyway, I just thought that was interesting. That
I love it, though.
So women are empowered.
Yes, they
to
are.
Take care of themselves. And that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
A majority of voters reveal that they approve of the way that President-elect Donald Trump is handling his presidential transition, according to a CBS News YouGov poll. Also found that 44% of respondents expressed that Senator Marco Rubio being picked by Trump to serve as Secretary of State was a good choice. while 75% of Trump voters said it was a good choice. Oh, I see. So in general, 44% thumbs up to Rubio, but 75% of Trump voters. So, yeah, this is the interesting thing. If you ask Democrats how it's going, there's a natural inclination for them to say, terrible. His picks are terrible.
Of course.
Because he's picking all Republicans.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's generally kind of how it works. Oh, and then if you pick Tulsi Gabbard, all of a sudden she's a Russian spy.
Oh, they loved her before.
It's crazy, isn't it?
I would be willing to put the picks that Donald Trump's got overall. I mean, how many times over the last 4 years did we talk about, that Joe Biden, he can pick the absolute worst person to find to run this particular organization. And he was consistent in that. Consistent, yes.
Mayorkas his attorney general, Merrick Garland. I mean, really, two absolutely awful picks, but perfect for what Biden wanted to achieve.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess from their perspective, you'd go, Mayorkas, man, he was in total denial. He was able to lie to everybody's face about the border and get away with that for a certain period of time. And in fact, he was, I know sometimes he was very defiant in that. Like, wow, when you know you're absolutely wrong, you know that they have you cold. Uh-huh. You know that they've got video from Fox News over a period of days, weeks, months of immigrants flowing across the border, and yet still he could be obnoxiously in your face.
Oh, absolutely.
So, I guess it takes a special kind of a special kind of a person to be able to do that.
He's special, all right.
Yeah.
He's really special.
The View is so bad now that they have to keep putting out legal notices pretty much every time they open their pie holes.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, they picked on Pete Hegseth, that Trump picked for Secretary of Defense, Pam Bondi, and all that. Oh, they had to keep doing these legal notes. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
And they had to do the episode after comments were made by, some of the hosts. And after Behar, she talked about this George Santos and all that. I just got a note, Behar said, we have to clarify that Santos eventually reached a plea deal after pleading guilty to wire fraud and aggravated identity theft. But it went on from there. And they had to keep doing these legal notices and changing what they had said.
Well, if they would stop lying and making up stuff, they wouldn't have to worry about that.
What? But they're only regurgitating what they're hearing in lefty land anyway.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like, they'll pause and go, wow, I just assume it was true because I saw it, read it, heard it on insert, so-called lefty news.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, it's that Tammy Duckworth, that senator out of Illinois, that is anti-Tulsi Gabbard. We'll remember that.
Yep.
Hey, coming up, it's your turn. Things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts. Brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Call in now, please, 877-975-9825. Wow, this close to Thanksgiving. Nobody's got anything making them smile. You know, they're alive. They're breathing.
Thankful.
You know what I mean? They have their health. Yeah. Count your blessings, no?
Oh.
Okay, you bunch of ingrates. That's fine.
That makes them feel good, Bob.
You will be smited by the mighty smiter, and that will make me smile.
Is this your encouragement ministry?
Not exactly, but I'm getting there.
I'm smiling. I mean, you know why I'm smiling, but I got to answer the phone.
9:54, time to call in with things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts, non-political. You can do it, 877-975-9825. It is brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Jeff, what's making you smile?
People you can rely on because they're honest, not because they're sensitive. God bless America.
There you go. Yeah, that's where the term brutally honest, sometimes it's little hurtful, but in the end, it's usually better. Spencer, what's making you smile?
Well, you're talking about Hank Jr. About 35 years ago, my cousins promoted a concert in Madison. The Bama Band, the Kentucky Headhunters, and Sweethearts of the Rodeo.
Wow.
The Bama Band, they didn't have Hank, it was just them. They came in on each other's laps. Their bus broke down. When they hit the stage, I've never heard anything like that. They were the finest, tightest musicians ever.
That was Hank's backup band?
Well, that was his band. Bama Band. He just wasn't with them. But they, I couldn't believe it. Being a musician myself, all them other bands top rate. They blew it away.
Wow. All right. That's a show a lot of people are looking forward to for sure. T-Bone, what's making you smile?
Good drivers. I had a driver that, you know, I've always tried to teach, you know, preventative accidents. I had a driver in front of me. He kind of was slowing down a little bit too fast, and there was a big old accident. If he hadn't slowed down, a lot of us would have been in a world of hurt. So I'm glad to have other good drivers as well as me.
Nice.
It's nice. You know, crazy drivers that use their turn signals.
Oh.
Begin to brake ahead of their turn, and then when they go to turn, they actually complete the turn without, like, stopping halfway in the road.
That makes you smile, doesn't it? Good drivers make Bob smile.
Yeah, bad drivers make me want to punch him in the throat. But that's not what this segment is called.
We need a new segment.
Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Thank you, my friends. Don't go away. Coming up next, it's The Smoking Gun. And that's brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
All year, you've listened to the sky.
Every day.
I got to sit on the highway for 30 minutes every night.
I turn on the sky every day.
You've called us.
Thank you for taking my call.
Makes me smile to be on the sky.
Thanks for taking my call.
You've thanked us.
Great topic. Great listening to you this year.
Y'all are awesome.
You're the best.
But without you, there is no us.
You are the best part of my day.
Sky Radio is where I get all my information.
All of my information.
So thank you.
God bless you.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Happy Turkey Day.
From News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Advocates pushing for Florida to join the overwhelming majority of states that allow the open carry of guns aren't happy with State Senate President Ben Albritton after he said Tuesday he has no desire to cross the Florida Sheriff's Association, which he claims disfavors open carry. Let me be clear, he said, I've supported law enforcement my entire life. It's the way I was raised. I've been super consistent as a legislator. The only problem is, a spokesperson for the Florida Sheriff's Association said last year that the group did not have an official position on open carry. Isn't that interesting? Yes. Not only is it interesting, it also is your smoking gun. The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your whole family. Have yourself a great, safe day.